This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com and get registered today for the Holy Land Tour.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up. My guest today is no stranger to the Man Up Show. We have had him on before, and it's great to welcome him back because there's a special, special day. He hit a milestone in ministry, and that's what I want to talk about today. Welcome back to the show, Ronnie Dean Raven, a.k.a. The Preaching Machine. Welcome, Ronnie, to the Man Up Show. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, champ. We're so excited and filled with the power and spirit of the Holy Ghost. If the rapture takes place while we're making this broadcast, I will make the first 10 feet on my own.
Well, I hear that. I am, as Scripture says, eagerly awaiting his return as well. But until then, until that happens, you know, we're going to talk about this milestone that you have recently reached. And before we get there, though, let's talk about a little bit for our listeners. Now, some may have heard you in the past, but we get a lot of brand new listeners to the show. And so there may be some who don't know who the Preaching Machine is, a.k.a. also the Raven. Coming to us from the great state of Missouri, the Show Me State. Hey, Ronnie, why do they call Missouri the Show Me State? Any idea?
It was back, there's several stories, champ, but it was back in the Civil War, and they come to the conclusion that between slavery and non-slavery and what the war was all about, you got to show me. So that's where the details really begin. And the old-timers had pictures. The Show Me State then had a picture of a donkey. So, you know, we're kind of like, the old-timers said, we're stubborn, and you got to show me. And they just wanted proof that the Civil War was worth fighting for, and what the conclusion was.
Okay, so it goes back to the Civil War days, and so then it just kind of stuck. So the people of Missouri, so I guess for the people of Missouri, you still have to prove anything and everything to them? Is that kind of...
Pretty much, champ. Back in that day, during the Civil War, Missouri was part of... I mean, they fought on both sides, but Missouri was part of some other states that were called know-nothings.
Know-nothings.
You just had to prove it to them.
Okay.
You had to bring the plate to the table.
Well, I think, and of course, I'm no wrestling historian, but all that said, it seems like there, in a number of different states, there were actually people that fought on either side and in some cases, and even family, right? There was even some brothers who were on opposing sides, from what I remember.
That's true, champ.
Yeah.
And we're right on the line there. Kentucky, Tennessee, you know, joined Missouri. And so we was right on the line. All I know is, and I can say this truthfully, the good guys won.
I hear you, and man was set free. Thank you, Lord. And
praise God.
So Ronnie, so you live in the great state of Missouri, and for our listeners, tell them what town you're in, and tell a little bit about your family.
We live in Farmington. Been here 20 years. It's an hour's drive from St. Louis, an hour and 15 minutes from Poplar Bluff, and Arkansas is just two more minutes down the road. I'm really from Cherryville and Davisville. I graduated from Cherryville High School, which is between Steelville, Missouri, and Salem, Missouri. And my ancestors, the Headies, were all preachers. There was I made the 10-point star. There was 10 lively and very active in the ministry at one time. And I became the 10-point star. Then my brother Jerry made that an 11-point star.
So a lot of ministry history in your family.
Correct. My grandmother, Mary Ann Heady, she's a cousin to the famous country and western singer Ferlin Husky, and used to take care of him when he was smaller. Her maiden name was White. She also was a minister, and back in that day, believe me, people loved her. Women preachers weren't all that popular at that time, and I'm not condoning that at all. If you're called to preach and have the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon you, that's what you're supposed to do. God even anointed a donkey in the Old Testament and a rooster in the New Testament. So his anointing breaks and destroys every yoke. But she was quite a preacher, and almost every time she ministered, Champ, sinners got saved, almost every sermon.
Wow, so she had quite a history. You have quite a history, and now I know, but our listeners don't, you have some children and grandchildren. Tell us about them.
Yes, my son, Ronnie Dean II, he pastors two churches in Arndale, Missouri. On Sunday morning at 9, he's at the Methodist Church, which is referred to as the Old Brick Church, and then he walks two blocks, and then he pastors at 10:15 at the Nazarene Church. Plus, he's a high school teacher in Potosi, Missouri. And my brother Jerry preaches as well in the family, and my grandson, DX, whose name is Dake Xavier, was named after Finest Jennings Dake of the Dake Bible. He and my uncle Floyd E. Heady were personal friends. He knew my grandfather as well, but he was closer to Floyd E. Heady, my uncle. In fact, my uncle Floyd Heady in Indiana preached Finest Jennings Dake's mother's funeral, and he was one of the very first ones back in the 60s to start selling the Dake Bible. They weren't to be found at that time in a Bible bookstore. And four of those brothers all preached, and then they had kids that preached. But my son and his son, my grandson, and my brother are all preaching right now.
That's amazing. The generation, the lineage continues on, And I know you have a daughter that lives up on the northeast.
Yes, in Maine. In fact, she was just here and left after 7 days. We took her to the airport Saturday, and her and Scotty, her husband, Pastor Shift. It's a full gospel church in Windham, Maine, and they just think you're top, Champ. In fact, she brought out a bunch of things that had happened and how you preached and your following up there in Maine, and they dearly love you.
Well, I always enjoy going up to the great state of Maine. I think they call that the Granite State, I think. Don't quote me on that, but or you may
okay.
know. But okay, and so Darla Bell and Scotty and Ronnie and who else?
well, Raven, you know, my granddaughter, and she dearly loves you, Champ. And as far as I know, on my dad's side, there was two preachers, and both of them, there's a 10 altogether, named Benjamin Franklin. That's their that was their names, and it was 10 altogether. And then, of course, they named their kids Benjamin Franklin, but they all went by Benny. But there was two preachers on my dad's side. But when I started preaching, I was the original on my dad's side as far as him and my family.
Okay. And so we've talked about two of your children. Do you have more than two?
Yes, I have Fabian Dion, which, you know, dearly loves you as well. And my son, Ronnie, you was always his favorite wrestler. So when we brought you in to Stony Point at the campground, we had 2 o'clock services there. It was Revival Center. You was there several times, and he was just in ecstasy. He goes, "Dad, I can't believe it." And then he pastored in Park Hills, Missouri for a while, and me and you did services there as well. And then I've got a daughter, Janie, Courtney Jane. She's like a nurse practitioner, and she works in the Cape Girardeau area where Rush Limbaugh was born and raised. And then my baby son is Spencer. He's 27. He's the baby.
He's the little one of the family, so to speak. And so,
yeah, well, yeah, he's a head taller than me, but
right,
so to speak.
Right. That's how it seems like to always work out somehow. But and then how many grandkids total?
Eight.
Eight grandkids. Well, that's amazing. And so there's wrestling fans in Missouri, Ronnie?
Oh, my. Wrestling at the Chase, you know, Chase Park Plaza, down off Kings Highway in St. Louis, Sam Muchnick, and 8-time champion Harley Race. They did a whole lot of promotions and brought in wrestlers. And Luthez lived there in St. Louis. That was his home.
Well, that's a legendary.
And,
that's
it goes way back, Champ.
That's a legendary name right there, Luthez. And if for those listening out there, if you're not familiar with who Luthez is, I'd encourage you to Google him or research him,
because
he's legendary. And I know over the years, I mean, as we've talked, and of course we got to know each other about 25 years ago through Harley Race, isn't that correct?
That's right.
Through an event that I was speaking at or making an appearance for Harley, I believe.
Well, it was Friday night at the St. Louis House. It's on Lafayette and Jefferson, legendary. And Harley had a wrestling event. He and I and Raven Star Productions put it on. And there was close to 2,000 there. And me and you preached during the intermission in the middle of the ring. And then that was Friday night. Then Sunday afternoon at 2, you preached there at the campgrounds, Stony Point Campgrounds.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his 2 CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Between Potosi, Missouri, and Park Hills, Missouri. And that's how it all got started right there. And it's like Elijah and Elisha. When they met, you know, who could tell what God had in store for them? And, man, it's amazing how God wrote the script and got everything, every plate on the table for us. 23 years or 25 years we've been preaching and doing tag team dual sermons everywhere. And just, I couldn't have a greater highlight in my whole life.
Well, all thanks to Harley Race and then, yeah, and it's been an amazing journey. I know we've done quite a lot of things, certainly together. And of course, you have made a great impact. You know, even aside from me being with you, I know. For those who don't know, I mean, there's a legendary name. So it's not just been wrestling or wrestling, as some of us like to call it. I mean, you connected up with a famous Harlem Globetrotter, Meadowlark Lemon, as well, right? And you've done, you know, there's so many different celebrities and athletes and people that the Lord's brought across your path that you've had the privilege, right, of ministering with. You've gone over to the Olympics. You've ministered at the Olympics, right, in London, and I think where else? London and
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
In Brazil as well. So, what was? Do you have a favorite memory from ministering with Meadowlark Lemon, the famous Globetrotter, and or at one of the Olympics?
Ministering with, I called him Lark. He called me Raven. We was together in over 300 events in 5 years, and I tell everybody that me and Meadowlark was cousins. A Lark and a Raven are cousins, and I'm the white sheep of the family.
And, I love that.
He wouldn't have that. He said, he goes, "Machine, I want to be the one that says that." And that he was. He loved that, man. He loved. And we met Tony La Russa, the Cardinal manager. They live close together out there near Phoenix. And we was at the Chase Park Plaza. And he come up and pecked on the window. Me and Meadowlark was getting ready to go have three services that day. It was Sunday. And so I got out and hugged him and said I was so honored to meet him and bragged on that sixth game of the Cardinals against Texas. And Meadowlark looked right at Tony La Russa. He goes, "This is my cousin, Raven." And Tony La Russa goes, "Yeah, I can see the resemblance."
I see the resemblance. Yeah, Meadowlark.
Yeah, we was 5 minutes getting back to normal.
That I'm sure, I have no doubt. That's awesome. And what about a favorite memory from the Olympics, either in London or down in Rio de Janeiro?
The one in London. This is amazing. Both our precious friends. Frank Shelton, Frankie Boy. We were scheduled to preach. There was over 1,500 people in this church, and we were going to tag team. Well, about 2 minutes before they introduced us, Frank goes, "Preaching machine, God's dealing with me that you need to preach by yourself." I said, "Are you sure, Frank?" He said, "Yes." So I preached. And when I gave the altar call, a Muslim high priest who had been causing trouble in that church come up for salvation. Of course, I didn't know it right at that moment, but, I mean, his eyes were glazed. He, in fact, I was leery. I didn't know exactly what direction was going to take right then. And he started breaking down. He got about 6 feet from me and started crying and weeping. And the pastor come to me and said, "Preaching machine, he's a high priest, Muslim, and he's been causing trouble here. and we think he's demon possessed. And I went and embraced him and started praying with him, and his countenance changed. He gloriously got saved and is now a pillar in that church. And I just don't know if anything is going to be a greater highlight than that. We preach to tons of people on the internet, the BBC, and, you know, live. I preach at least three times every day for 3 weeks. But that was amazing, champ. And he gloriously got saved. Well, me and Frank had our picture taken with him, and I commended Frank. Somehow or another, God just wanted me to preach, and Frank was so obedient and willing to pass up that great opportunity and just put my plate on the table by myself.
Wow, that's certainly an illustration in humility. One, obedience. Number two,
oh yes,
and then just the miracle working God that we serve. That nobody for those listening out there, just with that story right there, realize nobody's unreachable. I mean, Jesus, right?
Yeah,
Jesus came to say. I was just reading my devotional this morning before we came on air. You know that Jesus came to save the lost, and you know that anyone and everyone. You know, God's heart, amen. Right? John 3:16. He sacrificed his own son that he loved the world, right? That no one
praise
should be
God
beyond approach and reach. And so that's a great story. And well, Ronnie, you go ahead.
Well, he looked like a wild man when he come up, but within a matter of 2 minutes, he looked angelical. And another highlight in London, I preached three times at Kingsway Christian Center. They've got 25,000 members, and they start at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And their church will only seat 5,000, so they have five services. And I so enjoyed that. It was so real, and the people were so faithful to God. And I just enjoyed that very much so.
Well, that's just a few examples of how you have placed your life into the hands of God and been willing to be a faithful servant to Him. And, you know, I said at the top of the show, you know, they wanted to bring you on because you had hit a milestone in ministry. And, of course, you recently had celebrated a birthday, but that's not the milestone in which I'm referring to. But for those who don't know, so you've been in ministry for well over 50 years. And, of course, we heard earlier all of the amazing history of your family and the family tree. And there's no telling, Ronnie, how many lives your family has impacted for the kingdom of God and His glory. But recently you reached a new milestone. Tell our listeners what happened recently.
I will be honored to. It's a real thrill, champ. January the 8th, 1967, in Berryman, Missouri, at the Assembly of God Church, I preached my first sermon. Christmas Day, December 25th, 1966, I entered the ministry, and the ministry entered me. And then a couple weeks later, January the 8th, 1967, I preached my first sermon. October 30th, 2022, I preached sermon number 10,000. And it was so amazing, champ. I didn't tell the people at Eminent, Missouri, First Assembly of God, that I was preaching my 10,000th sermon, but I told them immediately afterwards. And it was so amazing, champ. My first sermon back in January of 67, I preached about Christ being greater than Samson. And the sermon's title was, I Am He, the Greatest One. And I gave examples of how great Samson was, even at his death. Well, then I spoke about Jesus, Mary's baby, God's lamb, the angel's darling, heaven's wonder, hell's dread, the many-crowned writer of the Apocalypse, the branch and brazen laborer of the tabernacle, the Son of the Blessed, the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Prince of Glory. And I spoke of how great Jesus was and compared Samson's greatness even in death, how great Jesus was in death, and then in his glorious resurrection. Well, 54 years later, I preached sermon number 10,000, and this time I preached a greater than Solomon is here, and how great Solomon was, and then I climaxed with how great Jesus is. When death stung Solomon, he didn't come back to challenge death or to haunt anybody. But when Jesus died, a greater than Solomon, they couldn't keep him dead. And he resurrected from the dead, and God coughed in Greek, he sneezed in Latin, clapped his hands, creation trembled, stomped his feet, and time stood still. Said, Son, 72 hours ago, you died on a Roman cross. You became the victim of a Roman cross. Today, you're the victor over a Jewish grave. And he handcuffed the lightning, and he put thunder in jail. The Son of the Living God put the machinery of death in reverse and said, because I live, ye shall live also. So my first sermon was saying how great Jesus was. My 10,000th sermon, I was still telling everybody how great Jesus is.
Hey, thank you for tuning into the Man Up Show today. God bless you. Have an amazing day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. We have another amazing lineup of speakers, including football legend Perry Tuttle from the national champion Clemson Tigers, Stu Epperson, founder of Truth Radio, a champion for truth, pastors Chris Reed and Rick Joyner, champions for Jesus, Sean and Krista Smith, champions for the family, radio show host Robbie Dillmore, and last but not least, comedian Lee McBride. I want to challenge every man to attend, and every dad and granddad out there to bring your son or grandson of any age. We're going to do something special just for you. It is Father's Day weekend. So get registered today. You don't want to miss a Champion Summit. Why? Because it's time to man up.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com for more information or to sign up today.
If you are enjoying the Man Up Show, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
This is the Truth Network.